Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory and honor, which is due your precious name. Now, Father God, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. God, even as we come before you on this morning, we come with a spirit of expectation, oh God, realizing and knowing that you're going to meet every need and every request that we have before you. Father God, we're grateful. We thank you for all that you are doing and all that you are going to do. In the majestic name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn it to the book of James, the first chapter, James 1, and we're going to be reading that 5 through 7, verses 5 through 7. And I'm going to be reading from the New International Version. And it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea. They are blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Today's scripture is talking about wisdom. But the principle is that when you ask God for something, be sure you really expect him to answer, whether it be good or bad. Be ready for the answer. Sometimes we go to God hoping and wishing that something will happen. So how about going to God with confidence, knowing that when you ask in faith, he will answer you? It says God will gladly give you wisdom. He loves for you to come to him. He's longing to be good to you. He longs to commune with you. But if you're going to see some good things happen, you have to come to him expecting an answer. Wisdom is crucial for the believers, especially living in this life. It is a treasure more valuable than gold and silver, and that comes from Proverbs 16 and 16. Followers of Jesus are encouraged to pursue wisdom, acquire knowledge, and obtain proper understanding. The entire book of Proverbs is dedicated to this goal. Yes, it is. However, what should we do if we lack this trait of wisdom? Well, in James 1 and 5, it provides an answer, particularly in the face of adversity and trials. Though the principle applies to everyday decision making, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So, according to James 1 and 5, the wisdom we need and sometimes lack comes from God. This is distinct from natural wisdom, which also arises from the human understanding and from the worldly perspectives. The latter often serves to satisfy human desires at the expense of godly truth. Come on here, somebody. So in James 3rd chapter, verses 13 through 14, the apostle displays the two types of wisdom. Who is wise and understanding among you? That's the first one. Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor any bitterness, envy, and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is, first of all, it is pure, it's peace, it's loving, it is considerate, it is submissive, it's full of mercy and of good fruit. It is impartial, and it is very sincere. And other Bible passages also emphasize the superiorness of godly wisdom over its worldly counterpart. In 1 Corinthians 1 and 25, Paul asserts that the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. This does not imply that God can be foolish or weak. Instead, it demonstrates that even what might appear foolish or weak from the human perspective is better than human wisdom and strength. I want you to get this, because the key focus of this passage is the gospel. Christ's crucifixion appears to some as foolish and weak, but it is in fact God's power and wisdom. You can check it out in 1 Corinthians 1 and 18. We're talking about wisdom, talking about godly wisdom. People of God, it is wrong to be smart. Is it wrong, to be smart or use our human intellect? No, it's not. Not at all. We are called to love God with our minds. Matthew 22:37-38. However, listen well, however, relying solely on human intellect will subsequently lead us away from God's path, causing us to do what seems right in our own eyes. And jot these scriptures down, because every time I give you the scriptures, this is backing it up. Proverbs 12 and 15, Proverbs 14 and 12, Proverbs 16 and 25. So the concluding chapters of the book of Judges also demonstrate the dangers of doing whatever we please to do. Come on here, somebody. We require God's wisdom. And fortunately, he is generous in giving it. He does not act as if we're not overstepping our bounds in asking for his wisdom. God is a giver. And possessing godly wisdom, listen well, aligns with his will for us. Possessing godly wisdom aligns with his will for us. Proverbs 2nd chapter, 6th verse. Proverbs 4th chapter and the 7th verse. So while the worldly wisdom is self-centered, the godly wisdom is God glorifying. Worldly wisdom is self-centered, but godly wisdom is God glorifying. We are glorifying God. And it also leads to good deeds and holy living. Ephesians 5th chapter, 15 through 17 verses. James 3rd chapter and the 13th verse. So finally, the request for wisdom from God must always be accompanied by faith. Trust and know that God will answer. And do not be like a wave of the sea just blown and tossed by the wind, just tossed to and fro. James 1 and 6. I want you to know there are four classes of wisdom according to James 3, 15 through 17. There is earthly wisdom. There is intellectual wisdom. There is devilish wisdom. And the wisdom from above. He explained all of this. And there are also seven principles of wisdom. There is the fear of the Lord. There is knowledge, understanding, counsel of correction. There is prudence, instruction, and discretion. So I want you to understand, when you ask, believe you receive it. Praise Him while the manifestation is come. Before it comes, praise it on in. So by faith, believe that it has already happened. You have to see your blessing before it comes. Come on here, somebody. You got to see it before you can receive it. You have to make up in your mind that it's already coming. Are you going to believe what God promised you? Or are you going to let doubt, negative voices, and opinions convince you it's not going to happen? You can't let every negative person in your ear. Sometimes you got to just change your association. Because if you believe in God for something and they don't believe, you got to change it. You got to change your walk with that person. You will never break the addiction. You will never believe God for your healing. You will never be successful if you are not connected to the right source. Come on here, somebody. Let me tell you something. Do yourself a favor and tune all that negativeness out. Just like my pastor said, and I say this all the time, you do you and I'ma do me. Because I'm going to obey what God tell me to do. Because I got too much riding on this. I got unsaved loved ones that I'm praying for. I need a healing in my body. I believe in God for big things. My mindset has shifted. Come on here, somebody. So do yourself a favor and tune all that negativeness out. Don't wait till 2025 and say, hey, this is my year. No, this can be your year right here. Whatever God promised you, it's not too late. You can receive it. Don't let doubt keep you from your destiny. Come on here, somebody. Have an unwavering mind. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the expectation that is rising in our hearts, that you have good things in store for us. Thank you that our hopes and our dreams cannot fail, that you will never fail us, God. And Father God, on today, we believe you, and we declare that doubt is not going to keep us from what you have in store for us. And God, we will be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, my time is up. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, when you're down to nothing, that God is up to something. Pray for me as I continue to pray for you. I love you and God bless you.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.faithisthekey.com.
www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you.